Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be...
Denver Nuggets, on their second night of a back-to-back, take on the Milwaukee Bucks, a championship-contending team, and beat them on the road by 31 points. The Nuggets absolutely blitzed them, a remarkable performance, top to bottom, and, well... Our next guest pretty much called it. Matt Moore, our Nuggets insider, joins us, HP Basketball on Twitter and at theactionnetwork.com. Matt, you talked about the idea that this team, now that they have a comfort level with the starting five, even though it's kind of been cobbled together due to injuries, really has just been blowing teams out of the water. They did it again tonight. I'll admit, I was surprised to see the win. I never expected 31 points.
Yeah, and this is where I have to go the other way. So whenever I try and, like, keep things balanced, whenever things are at their lowest, say, well, look, yeah, look at the injuries and all this. When things are great, I say, well, okay, there's still these problems. Look, the Bucks missed a lot of open threes. The Nuggets played zone, and they got them out of their comfort zone. But it's not like the Bucks have never seen a zone before. Like, they've seen that before, and they did work to get those into to the shots that they wanted as the first half went on. And they just didn't fall. And then the Nuggets switched it up in the second half when definitely looked like the Bucks were like, okay, they're going to start zone. And the Nuggets were like, nope, we're going back to man now. Just an incredible performance. I think I continue to just be amazed at what Nikola Jokic is doing. It's just absolutely astounding to see him play at this level so far beyond what even his most ardent supporters here in Denver thought. Nobody ever thought that he could be this great, and he is just all-time great right now. Jamal Murray is back, like all the way back. Will Barton had a great night. To let you know how good it was, Sean, Blacko Chanchar had a heck of a game. That pretty much sums up how good that game was. Blacko Chanchar and PJ Dozier had great games in this one.
Yeah, really, and you're exactly right when it comes to Jokic. It is becoming very difficult to find the appropriate amount of superlatives here, but let's us focus on Murray for a minute. 20-plus games in a row, he's now up to 11. He is averaging 29 points per game during that 11-game span. Obviously, the idea of him having challenges with health seems to be gone. The three good guys together, the Murray, Jokic, Porter trio, and Porter tonight, not all that impressive, not disastrous, but not impressive. But you look at the way it's starting to materialize, especially with this five and those three in particular. How do the Nuggets keep it going when they get healthier after the break?
They don't. I'll go ahead and tell you this right now. They're going to get everybody back healthy, and they're going to stumble. I've seen this one before. I've seen it the past two seasons where they get injured around the mid part of the season going into the All-Star break. They play awesome. They get everybody healthy. We're finally ready. We got everybody. We're playing great. We just got these guys back, and they always stumble. They're going to stumble because NBA players are more than anything creatures of habit. And when you establish a good habit, anything that disrupts that, not getting your pregame nap or meal disruption, anything can just mess with it. And so I'm expecting when they get Gary Harris back, when they get Paul Millsap or Jermichael Green back, that there will be adjustment period and there will be some stumbles. I think that's reasonable to expect, honestly, with where this team has been. But I do think ultimately they found something that works, and there has to be some level of recognition that they got to start. They have to keep with it. It's going to make for some tough decisions, but they knew that going into this year. And Malone's entire thing has been, hey, I'll do whatever it takes for us to win. Well, they're winning right now. And so that's going to be the test when everybody gets healthy is, okay, you said that you just want to go with what works. This is working. And the pressure, I think, will be there to stick with it.
They've won four out of the last five, and most of them, quite frankly, at least when the wins, haven't been even all that close for the most part, especially against Oklahoma City and this one on the road against Milwaukee. They'll finish the All-Star slate on Thursday against Indiana pre-break. Is it important for the Nuggets to win this game, or does it matter in the slightest?
I don't think it matters. I think every game matters this season in the sense that because everything is so difficult, you need to get wins where you can find them, and you need to ride your highs as long as you can, because it provides you with cushion for when things aren't going well. So I think the Pacers are in a bad spot. So, like, these are the games that make me nervous, Sean. Like, these are the ones that make me nervous for the Nuggets, where it's like, okay, they're coming. They've been playing great basketball. They just blew out Milwaukee. They're not on a back-to-back. Indiana's been terrible lately. The Nuggets will be favored in this game. Like, this is where I'm like, they might drop this one. But I think the bigger thing is get to the All-Star break, get healthy as much as you can, because you do need the bodies and the minutes, and then really commit to what you found over the last 2 months and make a real push. Because after I kind of left them for dead when it comes to getting home court in the first round of the playoffs, Sean, they're now two games back in the loss column from the Los Angeles Clippers for the fourth seed, just that quick.
Yeah, and who knows, if they're healthy coming out of the break, it could be even a little more than that. We're talking with Matt Moore, our Nuggets insider. And now that they seem to have something that's working, they're going to get healthier, they're going to get some guys back, what do you think the Nuggets will do, if anything, in the trade market this year? Obviously, it's a very bizarre season, but now the Nuggets seem to have a little bit of a pecking order established. Can you envision them doing anything? And if they don't, are they making a mistake?
Good question. I do tend to lean towards the idea that they probably need to make a move. I think either a wing or a big needs to be there for playoff situations. I think if not, they're going to wind up in a series where they don't have the counter that they need. They're going to need one more counter than they have right now. And I think that a wing or a big, most especially, I think a wing that can defend and hit threes, is kind of the premium. Will Barton and Gary Harris are available. That's not a secret to people in the league. Everyone kind of is aware of those things. The Nuggets are being very quiet about it. They're not actively shopping them. They're not looking right now. They're not working on deals. There have been talks in the past over the last year or so. I think they'll be involved in talks. I think they'll be close. But I think ultimately, as always with this front office, it's going to have to be the absolute perfect deal. And I'm not sure that you're going to find one with how this season has gone, with the money situation, with everything the way it is. I wouldn't be surprised if they went through the deadline and didn't make a move. And if that's the case, I do think it'll wind up costing them come playoffs.
Do you think at this point, last one for you, the idea that now that we've seen more and more with Michael Porter Jr., he's not a finished product and there are things that he needs to improve upon. Is this a player you would consider trading for anything less than an all-star?
Oh, yeah. it's like he had a streak of really great games. I'll tell you, when I went back and rewatched, the Bucks were unable to shoot and completely overwhelmed. And it's a good thing because he was rough again and again tonight. He gave up a lot of back cuts. He got lost in the zone a lot. It was another rough night defensively for Porter. This is more of what we've seen. But it's also a scheme he hasn't played a lot of, so maybe that's part of it. I still think that you can't trade him given what you've seen. He has the capacity to go 20-12 on 10 shots. You got a guy like that, you better be absolutely sure you're getting a major upgrade if you're going to move him.
He is Matt Moore. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at HB Basketball and at the Action Network. Great stuff tonight, Matt. This was a fun one to watch. A pleasant surprise for the Nuggets, who really not, the win maybe not a shock, but the way they do it, definitely so. One more game before the All-Star break, and then maybe they'll come back a little bit healthier. Looking forward to talking to you soon.
Talk soon, Sean.
All right. Thank you. Matt Moore. Like I said, HB Basketball on Twitter. Make sure you check him out there. The idea for the Nuggets, needing another wing, needing another big. I agree completely with what Matt is saying. Where can they go with that, though? Because you look at the health situation, and yeah, Will Barton's available. Gary Harris is available. How much do they really command on the market? Especially Harris, who's had such a difficult time with injuries over the last couple of years. And both he and Barton have they're reasonable contracts from the NBA side, but they're not cheap. So that have to be positions that in which people feel they'd want to add. What can the Nuggets do potentially in a trade market to make themselves better in the short term? We can take a look at that next.